It's 1 o'clock.
Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Vanilla Webb.
How are you?
I'm very well. I think you and I are trucking on as we should be.
Right.
And despite all the news of the latest, we're sort of all,
oh goodness,
it's
sake,
very, very tough, isn't
it? I know
it's tough because people are just turning cartwheels.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if the government wanted to destroy my business, they couldn't have done a better job, because we're just starting to get things back together, not in any meaningful way, but, you know, just trying to put together something to keep the business afloat, and then they take it all away again, and that's worse than having not, you know, done anything in the first place, because we've wasted all that time and money trying to keep the business up, and bang, it's gone again.
I have a therapeutic massage about once a month for my impingement in my shoulder,
right?
Because you and I are of an age.
I've got to tell you something funny. I got an email from
about impingement.
No, about all your medical problems. I got an email from a PR company saying, oh, we listened to your 500th show.
Yeah.
Interesting personal take on cold sores, which was you.
What was that,
you were going on about having a cold sore.
I had four during lockdown.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And what were they saying about
well,
it?
Just
were
how,
they offering advice?
How professional it was.
Well, the advice is L-lysine, if anybody does get them. I don't ever get them anymore, except in lockdown. And lockdown, that first lockdown was incredibly stressful. And I'm just putting my phone onto silent, Paul Andrews.
No, I would if I were you.
I've only been doing it 14 years.
Yeah.
But, so I had this lovely massage with Lucy, and she's self-employed.
Mm.
She works for a chiropractor. She's absolutely brilliant. My new husband goes to her as well about once a month because we sit a lot at our desks and we've got sort of hunchy backs and things. And she's not able to get furlough, she reckons. So I would like to put her onto the FSB, later on.
Absolutely.
See how she gets on. Mm. I feel sorry for those who cannot and have been told they can't work, even though she works in a chiropractor. It's not a spa.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's not good. Anyway, I want to say a couple of big thank yous and then kick off with the show, because we've got a really busy show today, surprisingly, considering we've got no guests in the studio.
Well, it's you and me.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say a big thank you to our ongoing show sponsors. It's a pleasure to partner with leading employment law firm Locke Associates Group. They will bring you regular news, information and help with employment law, health and well-being at work. If you want to find out more about Locke Associates Group, you can go to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk. So do check them out, and thank you. We've got a show sponsor for this week, which are the lovely folks at the Business Diaries. So do check out the Business Diaries. A couple of things. They're delighted to bring you their latest podcast, which is from Anne Reed, who on Twitter is the PA Portal. And she's experiencing not quite going to plan in front of a large audience. So certainly worth a listen to that. You can listen to Anne on the Business Diaries podcast by going to thebusinessdiaries.podbean.com/thebusinessdiaries episode 11. But you can see all 11 episodes. See, you can't see them. You can listen to them. They're podcasts. You can listen to all of the Business Diaries podcasts by going to thebusinessdiaries.podbean.com/thebusinessdiaries. Do check them out. We'll be bringing you more news and information about Business Diaries as we unfold in the next couple of weeks. But check them out. Check out Anne Reed's podcast, and I suggest you check them all out, because they're all really interesting and informative and fun.
They are. And I was just going back to how we're all feeling, and I would like to do a big shout out for our hospitality friends, friends on Scoff and Quaff, friends of the Business Bunker. My new husband and I have decided, as we're all going into lockdown, that we were going to challenge ourselves to eat out every day from when we heard. So we had brunch yesterday.
So what was that? McDonald's, Burger King today, KFC tomorrow.
No, you know me so well. What do you think? So it was all independent. So yesterday we had a little brunch at Whitstable Castle.
Right.
Tonight we're going to Birdie's in Whitstable.
Are you?
And then tomorrow, the final day we're allowed to eat out, we were going to a couple of places, and I think they are in turmoil. A couple of places we rang on Saturday to book, didn't even answer their phone.
No, well, I suppose they've gone, do you know what, give up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so we finally spoke to the lovely Cafe Maresque in Canterbury.
I love Cafe Maresque. Yeah. I always try going in the basement.
There's a place for you.
Yeah, no, but there's a little cubby hole. Yeah. In a corner in the basement, and I always try and secrete myself in there.
You do. I've never seen you secrete yourself, but I look forward to. I shall look for that cubby hole. She sounded really, really despondent. I'm sure she won't mind me saying this.
We found out
she sounded really, really bad, and she said, I don't think we're even going to open on Wednesday because
it's not worth it.
The food waste, you know, alone. You're going to get enough in for one day or
throw
it all away on Thursday.
I'm going to be a bit political here.
Let me just tell you at the end. I'll put my hand up. Look, ready?
Yeah.
Because I said to her, well, okay, I totally understand that. Here's my number. Have a think about it. See if you've got any other diners. And I'll tell you now, I will be having the lamb, what's it called? Tagine.
Yep.
The lamb tagine, and so will my new husband. So she knows exactly. And she phoned us back last night and said, yeah, you're on table for two lamb tagine.
Oh, fabulous.
If you'd like to join me Gavin, of course you may, and I'll order for you.
Thank you. You
could have lamb tagine in your cubbyhole.
I could, yeah.
You'd sit with us.
Merguez sausages, that's my favourite.
Oh, Merguez.
That's them.
Little spicy ones.
Yeah.
Baba ganoush.
I love Cafe Maresque. I really do.
It's really good.
One of my favourite restaurants.
So you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to be a bit political because I'm really annoyed, and I'm really annoyed now.
We're all annoyed, Paul.
Yeah, but there was an idiot government minister on radio earlier today, and the interviewer said to him, what did your impact assessment show on the impact of businesses on lockdown? And he went, well, that's an unfair question. And
really?
She went, what do you mean? And he went, it's just unfair. What he meant was they hadn't even done an impact assessment. So this is a government that insists that every small business like mine has to do impact assessments, but the government doesn't, even though they've just destroyed the economy. And that annoys me more than anything else, that none of them have any idea of the impact of what they've done and how they've done it. Yeah, you can't just keep doing okie dokie.
It's kind of knee jerk, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't just do in out, shake it all about. It makes no sense because you're just destroying things for the sake of destroying them. It isn't helping in any way, shape, or form.
It isn't, and I'm concerned that these lovely independent businesses that we all love on the Bunker and on Scoff and Quaff are just struggling so much. We need to support them, but we're not able to support them.
No,
and pubs this time are not allowed to do takeaway beer. It takes 4 weeks to produce a good ale, and that will be chucked down the old drain.
The fact is as you just intimated, with a number of restaurants and stuff, it's not worth them opening because it's too disruptive.
Yeah.
They're better off just closing and getting rid of all the staff.
Yeah.
It's insanity. It really is beyond a joke.
I'm going to throw you a little bit of ginger. I bought in. You and I both like ginger, don't you? Ready to catch? Because you're quite good at catching. Good catch. Mm. Were you in the baseball team or basketball or cricket? Well, you were, weren't you?
I actually hated cricket with a vengeance when I was at school.
I never played.
And I accidentally won. This won't make any sense to non-cricketers. Well, I accidentally won a single wicket competition.
Is that a googly?
Yeah. And from that moment on, I had to play in the school cricket team, and I was regularly selected to play in the school cricket team, and I hated every minute of it.
What did you hate about it?
I just hated it took 4 hours of my time in an evening to go and play cricket.
What would you rather have been doing?
Anything. Really? Smoking behind the bike sheds, basically. Anything. Apart from playing cricket. So from that moment on, I never picked up a cricket bat ever again until about 25 years after I'd left school.
Yeah.
And I turned
with
up
the
to
kids.
I turned up to watch a charity cricket match. This is ridiculous. I turned up to watch a charity cricket match, and between a firm of accountants and somebody else, it was nobody special, but I just went along to support. And when I got there, they were a man short.
Oh, really? What a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. And they said, would you play? So, for God's sake. So I went and stood in the field, and I thought, I'll stand here for an hour or so. And you know, kind of. And then they went, do you fancy a bowl? And I went, not really, no.
Oh, you're really right. Curmudgeonly.
Yeah, yeah. So they said, oh, well, go on, just bowl the last over.
And you got a googly?
No, I got a hat trick.
Really? What does that mean? You ran three times?
No, I took three wickets with three balls.
Wow.
Right. And everybody went, can you play for us next week? Can you play for us? I went, no. It was a complete accident playing against some total Muppets. Yeah, yeah. And it was ridiculous. I mean, it was just...
It's a bit like beginner's luck, though, isn't it? Because like,
it was worse than beginner's luck.
I played pool, and I'd never played before, and everybody was looking in amazement. Yeah, it was like all the balls went down. But then if I tried to do it again, it would never happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I used to play right wing in hockey, right. And then occasionally at school they'd stick me in goal, and I used to hate being in goal because you'd have all the gear on, wouldn't you, right up to your hips, and you'd waddle about. And no, I liked being right wing; that was good. But in those days, I'm so old. We used to have to wear black knickers, which is very old, isn't it?
I'm not even going there. I'm not going to get involved.
We weren't allowed
to
wear shorts. We had to wear knickers.
Yeah. No, I'm not even going there.
Very spooky.
I'm not even going there.
That was the days of the Carry On film. I
want to tell you about this because I think it's really cool. I had a note from the lovely Chris Hyde. It says, hi, Paul and Jules and Business Bunker. Please can you mention that due to the UK restrictions on Sunday the 8th of November and on Wednesday the 11th of November, we will broadcast a special programme of remembrance from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and we shall be observing a 2-minute silence at 11 a.m. And you can hear that remembrance programme, or both of those remembrance programmes, by tuning in to soundofspitfire.info. That's their website. So that's Sound of Spitfire radio station in Spalding in Lincolnshire, but available on the net to anybody. So do support them on Sunday the 8th of November at 10 a.m. and Wednesday the 11th of November at 10 a.m. for their special remembrance shows. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And that's the lovely Chris, of course, who was on
Chris
the show
Hyde,
last week.
Yeah.
I was having a chat with him in DMs on my Twitter, and we were talking about lockdown and furlough and various things, muttering to each other we were. And then I said, I wouldn't mind, but my roots were booked in for next week. Yeah. And I was having a lovely haircut on the 14th with Mariano at Flo & Co.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, now I'll have to do it myself.
Not happening.
Live opticians, Paul Andrews. They're doing free NHS home eye tests. This is brilliant. So you can find them on the Twitter at Live Opticians. So they'd love a shout out, a B-Bunker shout out, they say. And we're busier than ever looking after the vision of so many people who are stuck at home shielding themselves. And we'd love to hear from others who we can help. And they're in the South London and Kent area. There is a phone number, which I'll read if you'd like to get your pen. And there's a website. So the website is liveopticians.co.uk and the number is 01689 471007. Find them at Live Opticians.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Recovery Well, and they say, hello, Vanilla Web. I'd love a shout out, please. I'm busy today and tomorrow with last bookings before closing until the 2nd of December. So I can't listen live, but I will listen on the catch up. It's a great show. Have a great show. And that's from the Recovery Well on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do give them a follow. The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, they said, we'd love a Business Bunker shout-out, please, Paul. Thank you so much. Of course, Michael Park Surveyors, the commercial property specialist based over there in Medway. Follow them on the Twitter, MPSL. Lovely, lovely folks, and certainly worth a follow. Do you know what?
What?
I think it's already time for some cheesy tunage.
Is it already?
So yeah.
We can have some more ginger, then.
Yeah. We're going to have some cheesy tunage. Yeah. Because I'm so fed up with what's going on.
We're both a bit. You know, we're doing our best.
Yeah. We're going to be locked in our house. And I think that's just madness.
I know. I see what you did there. Is this... Madness, and what's the song? It's Our House.
There you go.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. She sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. And hopefully now on the phone we've got Alison Palmer, Business Development Manager for the Federation of Small Businesses, Kent and Medway. Alison, good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. Standing here to attention as normal.
Are you?
Are you at a standing desk, Alison? Or
I'm standing up and saluting and saying thank you for having me on again.
You're always more than welcome. You know you are.
I don't know how you find the time at the moment. You must be absolutely going mad.
It's funny, isn't it? Because we're all now working differently. But with the lack of driving, you don't get a break in between meetings. So it's back to back. You hop between Microsoft Teams, Zoom, all kinds of other, what's it, phone calls are quite nice.
Yeah.
Are you wearing your statement earrings for Zoom? That's the main thing.
Oh, I haven't got those on. They get tangled up in your mask nowadays. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, isn't it? Just while you're mentioning that, there are quite a lot of benefits to working from home because you don't have the travelling time and you know, getting stuck in traffic jams and all the rest of it. But you also don't actually get a break either.
No, you don't get a break. And I think now, after months of it, those who are you're working from home, you're getting a bit fed up with it. And I was just thinking, I really want to change scenery. I'll go and work in another cafe somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll go and find it. And then, and now look where we are.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's we were just having a bit of a rant about it. It's beyond the joke now. And I'm not. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but from my point of view, I think the way they've done this is the worst possible way they could do it, because it's destabilised so many businesses that were just trying to pull things back together.
Absolutely. Well, and so many of the businesses that you and I and Jules have all been talking to have worked so hard to make sure they and their staff and their premises and their setup is so COVID secure. They have been, you know, the number of inquiries that we were getting sort of March and April in terms of what do I have to do to keep safe. Initially, it was absolutely about the business owner and all of their staff. That was forever the key concern.
Yep.
And now we know that if businesses have invested thousands of pounds in all the screens and the signage and the sanitisation and the messaging to their customers. And so it's quite a kick in the teeth, really, to say, well, bad luck, guys, forget that, do something else.
Yeah.
And I think the extent of having to turn around and constantly be innovative and rethink whatever your plans are is quite exhausting. Absolute such admiration for all the firms that are carrying on and getting on day to day. I can't remember, I think I was on another slightly unknown radio show recently, and I said it's a bit like all these businesses, they're like Indiana Jones. You know, when he's kind of, he's got a, there's another boulder rolling towards him, and then he's got to jump over this other kind of sharp knife that's being thrown his way. It's like that every day. You don't know what you're going to wake up and get.
And things change. Alison, are there any businesses you think that are really struggling or falling through the net, or people that you're speaking to that are not able to get the help that is supposed to be available?
The really tricky ones that we're worried about and absolutely fighting for, self-employed directors still. That's been such a tricky one. And arts and culture, and then the traditional retail. So some sectors, and it really is bizarre, because one conversation cannot cover all. I mean, the new advert banner we've got up on Business Bunker, 5.8 million small businesses. You know, there's so many different stories and backgrounds and requirements and tax implications for each and every one of them. So some sectors are doing amazingly well. I've literally met with a few saying, well, actually, I've just billed my busiest month ever. So wonderful, such good news. But on the other terrifying side of it is those businesses that are really absolutely going to struggle in this situation. Not only because, if you look back further, if we can bear it, there's been the sort of 3 years ongoing question over how the EU transition and the Brexit is going to happen and all the implications around that, which affects some firms and not others, of course, depending on your industry. Then we've had the lockdown, and then we've had the 3 months of kind of no income anywhere, or the cash flow really dropping off. Literally, I'm looking at some graphs here, and it just goes down. So we've had all of that, then we've still got the unknown Brexit. We haven't got any kind of clarity over what that exactly means. And for Kent, we know that that means traffic congestion. Just one little query with what's going on with Europe, and we're stuck in a traffic jam if we're allowed out of our homes. So we've got all of that, plus a second lockdown, plus all of the additional expenses that those other firms have had to make themselves and their firms become COVID secure with a lack of income. You know, we're saying it's extraordinary. You sum it up like that and go, good Lord, why aren't we all lying down in a quiet room and seeing what on earth we can do about it? So the self-employed, absolutely, and they are on our list, like top of our list, as well as the arts and cultures. I've seen something about the gyms. They're all saying, we are so COVID secure and safe. Don't shut us down. We want to keep people healthy.
Yeah.
So there's all things going on. And again, and I'm afraid, with quite a shocking example of it, it's been a decent announcement, and everyone else running to catch up. And we are still, so I've got all these meetings straight away after this. Obviously, there's going to be discussions in the Houses of Parliament today. There's going to be further announcements. So we had a meeting, internal team meeting on the Monday morning, and all of us development managers were getting inquiries as that meeting was going on, saying, well, what does that mean now? And so the government makes this sweeping statement, and then businesses are saying, well, what does that mean? I tell my staff, can I open my doors now? Am I going to get arrested? Fine.
Exactly. Because there's all sorts of stuff about, you know, you can do things if it's in the workplace. But, you know, my lovely Rebecca Serenity Health and Beauty, for example, she has gone to the expense, as you were saying, at other businesses. She's put in hand washing basins in every one of her rooms.
rooms. She's got separate rooms. Her girls are in bubbles. They're not working together. Going. She's got two salons and absolutely tip top. Yeah. But she's got to close on Thursday. And, she, you know, she's tearing
that
her hair
one
out.
Of first, one of the industries that we were really sticking up for. And, Wendy Flanagan of the Holistic Home.
Yeah, yeah. She's
out there today talking about it. And this was back in July.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying, and this is an unfortunate sector. The majority of people working in that sector are women. They could well be self-employed. They might have sort of different agreements with different salons, perhaps.
Yeah.
So it's women who are often the carer in the home or with a parent or with a family member or with children who are perhaps self-employed and who might not be covered. Start-up companies that haven't had much support either. Mm. There's a lot of work that our amazing policy team are very much on the case with. And this kind of thing, yes, it's really tricky. We have to find a glimmer of hope in it. The Kickstart scheme, I would say, is a glimmer of hope. And businesses are already saying, how can I get this? I want a member of staff for 6 months that the government pays for, please. And actually, that one, you can go straight to fsb.org.uk, Kickstart, register your interest. And we've teamed up with the Adecco, a great big company nationwide, who are helping sort all of that out. And that is entirely free to that small business. It's got to be a new job. But it is a glimmer of hope because it really helps those young people.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I'm trying to be hopeful, but unfortunately, young people, Paul, you'll be aware of this, the unemployment figures in that young age group have doubled compared to this time last year.
And
this is absolutely where small businesses can help themselves and that generation of young people who are stepping out of their education or college and going, well, there's a new job around.
Following up on some of the things you said there, I mean, one of the things that, as an employer myself, and having gone through some horrible stuff over the last few months, it just shows you how badly thought out most regulations are as well, because the government are asking us to do things that just aren't in the regulation. You know, so they're saying, all right, well, you know, bring them back from furlough, let them work one day, or put them back on furlough. We're supposed to give a number of weeks consultation before we do anything like this.
Exactly. And so that whole element of planning ahead, again, that's ripped out from under your carpet. So you can't comply to those regulations.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking, we've just had a small business index results came out just literally this morning for the Southeast.
Yeah.
And the biggest barriers, general economic conditions, obviously, consumer demand, obviously, because the way that we're all shopping is completely different to as it was 6 or 12 months ago. And regulation, Paul, you're spot on, is the third one. Because it's like, what on earth?
Yeah.
Where do I comply? How do I comply? For those sectors, you know, it is absolutely the...
And the problem is, as an employer, I'm leaving myself open by not complying with the regulations, because my employees are perfectly entitled to go, well, hold on a minute, you didn't follow the processes that the law stipulates.
Yeah.
And me going, well, that's because the government bloody changed their mind last Tuesday, is not an excuse. So you've got all of those things heaped on it, and it's also... You know, you've got no way of trying to plan for this kind of thing, you know.
No. And I think as well, and this is not an FSB party line, but this is just sort of general looking at it.
Mm.
The Prime Minister is saying we'll lift the lockdown on the 2nd of December.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, actually, I feel that's the wrong thing to promise. We should be saying once we're getting the test and trace and all of that jazz behind the scenes, comfortable and secure and efficient... That's when we really know we can plan ahead, because as it is, businesses will be working towards the 2nd of December.
Yeah.
And then what?
Every shopper in the world is going to charge out on the 3rd of December or whenever, and there's going to be queues everywhere, which will...
Well, literally, the last few sort of times I've popped out... already you feel it's busier, and there's an element of get it in while you can.
I mean, it just gives the lie to the nonsense that there's anything behind this that's in any way rational, because, you know, we've locked down because things are getting worse, allegedly. But then he's gone, but it'll be fine by the 2nd of December. You just don't know that.
Are we going to be locking down every 2 months?
And on that one, if those companies are forced to close, and I'm going to kind of keep up with emails and announcements, but I saw something that was saying, if you're forced to close, the government will pay your business £3,000. And I thought,
that's not really
going to cover much at all.
No,
so what we're asking is to become much more solid. yep, which is small business grants worth at least £10,000, and including the supply chains.
Yeah,
because
that's,
sometimes it's a behind the scenes, and it's a business that's a part of another business that, that gets overlooked
the
or
producers.
Doesn't quite fit into a category. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Halloween costume.
You're breaking up a little bit, Alison, on your mobile. But I think for me, one of the things that has come into stark relief from everything that's happened is how little our government and politicians understand small businesses, business in general, and small businesses in particular. They seem to have absolutely no idea of how businesses operate and what it takes to operate as a business.
Well, I think, without remaining obviously politically terribly neutral, as my job implies, it is actually a fact that out of the 650 MPs, it's a tiny proportion, I think it's around about 10%, who've got any kind of small business background or business background and understanding.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful when someone actually fits their role. So, for example, MP, I think she's MP for Chichester, Gillian Keegan, is also the Minister for Apprenticeships and Skills.
Yep.
She has been an apprentice.
Yeah.
Now, bearing in mind, actually, she's worked in bigger companies and sort of global, you know, General Motors, those kind of groups. But she's been an apprentice. She really does understand what that all means. But if you think about the fact that, well, out of the 17 Kent MPs, who, Kelly Tolhurst comes to mind, who has actually run an own business and knows how that operates?
Mm. Absolutely.
And when you look at that and think, but it is 97% of the Kent economy.
Yeah.
It, you know, we're and just the FSB members across the southeast, our members employ, I don't know, 25,000 more people. It's a massive amount of businesses. But you're right. Where is that business understanding from the MPs? And that is absolutely our job. We've got some roundtables coming up. We're talking Zoom roundtables, obviously tables. We're seeing Gordon Henderson, sitting Bournemouth Sheffield MP. We're talking to Damien Green in Ashford in December. We're looking at black and minority ethnic-led businesses. That's with Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Altered Employment Law. And we're talking to Helen Grant MP about that. So we do, and we need to pick up that very direct face-to-face. This is what small businesses are challenged with. How are you going to stick up for your businesses when it comes to these votes in Parliament? And how are you going to really ask the right questions in Parliament as well that will affect the regulation? So we're working on it. And the more that businesses like yourself and Jules support each other, well, as you have been doing so, but also talk to us and talk to other organisations like us, we will do our absolute best to hammer home that message to number 10 and others.
I want to come back, Alison, to what you were saying about the Kickstart scheme and stuff like that, and try to, for the remaining few minutes of our chat, talk about some of the positive things that are going on, especially that the FSB are pushing. One of the things I love about what you've done with Kickstart is the FSB have taken a leading role in this, because one of the problems we faced with previous schemes and apprenticeship schemes and all the rest of it is employers were very confused over what to do or who to turn to. And I'm so pleased that the FSB have grasped the nettle on this and have put themselves in the front line.
Well, good. Well, actually, we had to. So initially, the scheme was announced. We all said, great, that's going to really help. As we said, it's like a tandem win-win, isn't it, for the young people and for the small businesses. And then literally a couple of days later, the government said, you'll need to apply for 30 places for each Kickstart. We went, what?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Unrepresentative of the whole of the UK economy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the number of businesses in Kent that have got more than 30 staff, we can probably count them between us.
Yeah.
So we went back and said, well, that's not going to work. And actually, they didn't. The government didn't adapt, but we did. So.
Yeah.
The FSB Kickstart scheme is in partnership with Adecco, and they help. So the small business will get in touch, apply online on our website, and then Adecco will get in touch and help you draft that recruitment advert. They'll help you place the ad. They'll help you recruit. They'll help you with HR, NIC, everything. So you absolutely have that full wraparound support of recruiting and training and managing that Kickstart person. So, and that is all open now, and I would really recommend.
Yeah.
You know, we had massive amounts of interest in it. And there's quite a few different schemes like that. Like, I know West Kent Partnership, that's Seven Oaks, Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and Morling, they've got their own Kickstart scheme as well. So businesses can have a look around, because the fundamentals are the same, but sometimes the offering is slightly different. So a business might want to take a bit of time and think, yeah. I'll go with my local one in Tunbridge, or go with the FSB one, the partnership with Webdeco. So there's a good element of choice there. One other thing as well that I think we should just highlight, Paul, is it positive? I don't know. But we mentioned the EU transition and Brexit in January and blah, blah, blah. There's been a few kind of questions. Are we going to be doing webinars, info sessions, whatever you want to call them? But actually, because the negotiations are still so ongoing, and they really will be, what we're actually doing is not that we're taking the back seat. It's actually we're just watching and waiting. But we've got a new EU transition hub on our website.
Okay.
So our COVID hub is at the beginning of lockdown. It was updated 2 or 3 times a day with government developments and legislation and announcements and advice. The COVID hub is still absolutely being updated and relevant to recent announcements, but there's equally an FSB EU transition hub, and that is where our experts in international policy and liaising with Brussels and all of that, they'll be putting all the latest info on there. So even I myself would be thinking, well, where are we now in it? All the negotiations. I'll have a look on that one.
Yeah.
So I'd really recommend those firms that are interested or want to think, find out more about it, to check out that little bit.
Fantastic. I'm going to do a roundup of the events that are happening in Kent and Medway later on in the show, so you don't need to kind of go into that now, because I've got them all to talk about later. But I just want to raise something that I saw briefly yesterday that you'd posted out on social media, which was a webinar for supporting the creative industries.
Yes, Restart.
Yeah.
It looks great. So this is a good mixture of it's being kind of, I think, driven by one of our volunteer chairmen based in Scotland, who's right. obviously got some great connections. And then it's kind of like a whole day. You can dip in and out of it. Mm. It's all looking at arts, culture, musicians, poetry, written word, works. And there's kind of a mixture of advice and guidance, things about insurance. There's some live performances. There's an actor, I'm not allowed to mention their name, but it's coming up in the afternoon. It's like, oh, that looks cool. Mm. So it's very much about how creative and freelancers and self-employed are getting through it, sharing advice and guidance. So that's all. I can send you the link, Paul, but if you look at Restart 2020 in FSB, it should come up in a Google search from that.
Yep.
Just register, free to join in. Looks really interesting.
Yeah, we've got a page now on the Business Bunker website where we list all of these things that the FSB are doing, locally mostly, but any interesting things like that. So I will put a link in that page and then post it out as well, so that people can find it, and it will have all the booking links and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, because now the location doesn't matter, does it? We can join in something wherever.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's been one of the interesting things about all this lockdown stuff and going online with meetings is that we've become geography independent to a large extent, and it's the same with this radio show. You know, I mean, we've predominantly in our 12 years 501 shows now, or
so five,
500 and a half.
Yes. We have the grey hairs to prove it.
Yeah,
now.
Well, some of us do, some of us don't have any hair at all. But the interesting thing is, because we've been pre-recording some of the things on Zoom and we're doing telephone interviews, we have been able to cast our net a bit wider in terms of interesting business people that come on the show. So there are some benefits, but not many.
I remember a long time ago you had a caller from Yorkshire or something, didn't you?
Yeah.
That would pop up now and again, and find Business Bunker and go, cool, I wish they had that in their local area. So we're really lucky to have you and very pleased to be sponsors, as you know.
And we are very proud to have you as sponsors, and without organisations like the FSB supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So, you know, we're incredibly grateful that you've helped keep us on the road, to be honest.
I'm glad to be there.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Alison, as it always is. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
I think I've crammed it enough. No, thank you very much for having me. And with your information and Business Bunker, let's help keep supporting the small businesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in the second half of the show, we're going to do a roundup of all the things that are going on over the next few weeks that the FSB are organising. So I'll give a shout out for all of those. But for the moment, Alison, thank you so much for spending time with us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Fabulous. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Jules.
Enjoy your day.
Take care.
Bye.
Brilliant. Bye. That's the fabulous Alison Palmer there of FSB.
You can find her on FSB Kent on the Twitter. Follow her. And as she said, on their website, lots and lots of support there for small businesses. She's going to be incredibly busy, and we didn't get a chance to talk to her about the retail, because I know that she did mention it. So next time we come on, the retailers are really worrying me, the small businesses in the high streets, because if they are closing on Thursday, this is their busiest time of year.
I don't even know where to go with this.
Out, Paul.
No, well, the problem is I'm spending more and more time ranting, and I don't want to rant. The show isn't supposed to be about ranting, but I'm just beyond. It's beyond the joke now. I got a bill last week from the Business Improvement District, whose entire role in life is to increase footfall on the high street. Yeah.
Right.
Well, how's that going to work? They just sent me an 800 quid bill for something that they can't do. Mm. And I'm going, you do realise that our business is closed.
Yeah, exactly.
Where am I going to get the money to pay for something that doesn't need to happen?
Well,
it's just nonsense.
Well, I hope they wrote it off, did they?
No. They're going, oh, well, you know. As I just said to Alison, what this has proved is how badly we've been governed for the last few years.
Do you think that any government would have done it? Anything?
No. I'm not being party political. Yeah. I'm being anti-politician.
Yeah.
Politicians of every colour and every stripe have no idea what it's like
to run a business.
To run a small business. In the regulatory environment that we've set up over the last 30 years.
Where we have to jump through hoops.
All those rules they put in place have all come to an abrupt screaming brick wall because something happened that, you know, and it isn't just that they weren't expecting a pandemic, because of course they weren't.
Yeah.
It just shows you that the rules don't work for small businesses.
No, exactly. It's not a one-size-fits-all. And as Alison said, they've jumped through hoops. Small businesses have brought the screens. They've invested in safety for their clients and their staff. And now they're still being closed.
And of course, we've got all the issues that we were facing before the pandemic, you know, with Brexit coming up, fundamental evolutionary change in the high street.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, by people going online. All we've done is driven more people online.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, but the government closing stuff, they're going, do you know what? Buy it online. Just buy it online.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. I went into actually to Holland and Barrett, which I know is a chain, but it's in Whitstable High Street. And I went in to buy some Herbamare, which is a really nice sort of little salty thing. No, it's salt, but with herbs in.
All right. Yeah.
Not Bob Marley.
Not Herbie Backo.
She said to me, I said, oh, you haven't got any. She said, oh, no, we don't stock it anymore. She said, but you can buy it online. Mm. And I thought, you prat, this is your job, you know, and you're telling me to buy online. You know, they're not going to have jobs.
No.
They are not. And the same, even in the supermarkets, they're trying to get us all to do self-checkout.
Was it you that posted about that waitress?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Which was unbelievable. So, I always chat to people, as you know, and I was having my lovely breakfast in Whitstable, and I just said, she said, I can't wait for furlough. We've been so busy. And I nearly walked out.
Yeah.
Gav had to sort of kick me under the table. My mouth opened and he kicked me and my mouth closed.
But it just shows you how
they
people
have
don't
no idea
that people don't think what they're
they think
doing.
It's
you
just
know.
A paid holiday.
Yeah, because they go, oh, I'm going to get paid 8% to sit at home. We've got someone on the phone.
Oh, this might be Nick.
Look.
Poor Nick, he's been ringing.
Hello. Who have we got on the Business Bunker phone?
Hi, this is Nick Grossmart from Shore.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Firstly, it's to say thanks very much for having me on today.
Yes.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for calling in.
I've been trying to think of lots of puns, like, are you sure he's from Shore?
Oh, blimey, yeah.
And all that. I'm sure you hear that all the time. Of course, I am modelling your beautiful turquoisey poncho today. I came in like a flash.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Good to hear. Thank you, Jules.
So, Nick, first of all, tell us a little bit about Shore and what it is you were trying to do. And obviously, you know, as we've just been ranting here, you know, for retailers especially, life is particularly tough. But why don't you go back to the beginning and tell us when you started Shore, why you started Shore, and what it is you're doing? Yeah.
Well, it sort of happened a bit by default in a way, because I was planning a bit of a gap year with my partner, and obviously that all never happened.
Mm.
So the idea sort of, you know, was gelling in our heads, as it were, and yeah, we decided to take the plunge and do something. We wanted to do something different from the rest of the high street clothing-wise. So we did a bit of research there and came up with what we've got now.
So so for those that don't know your shop or don't know Whitstable, so what is it about Shaw? What is it that you're doing? What is it that that you've seen you needed to do?
Well, we sort of started off with an idea of, you know, more accessories as such with knitwear. But in fact, it's the knitwear that's been selling. So we're doing sort of one sizes of everything, and we're buying sort of limited amounts to the point that this, because we're so young being here, we've done ones of things, and then we can just replenish and keep changing the shop around and make it look different every time.
And so you've got
unique products there, because you've got one-offs of this, that and t'other.
And you've seen the vibrant colours, they're just beautiful. I'm so fed up of navy and blue and, you know.
Nick, I don't know how well you know Jules. I know that she's been in your shop, but she's a colour maven. She's like a magpie. She walks down the road and she sees something that's a bright colour, and that's it. She's hooked. Yeah.
Well, that's how it was. Your window, Nick. So I was, you know, mooching by in the pouring rain, as I remember, and I looked and window
colours.
There was orange and there was pink and because we're in the depths of winter.
Autumnal colours.
Not just that, but just stuff that you put on and you feel happy. Tell us about
that. That was the idea. We wanted to entice people in. We wanted to make people, you know, smile a bit in this very miserable time. Mm. And people still want to feel nice regardless of whether they're in lockdown or not, I think. And these are all comfy clothes that can, you know, that actually work in that way.
So how do you choose them, Nick?
Well, you go with an idea in your head about obviously what's trending at the moment generally in fashion, and you kind of, you know, that's your starting point in a way. And then we kind of picked a colour palette that was simple. The shop isn't very big, as you know, but we wanted to, you know, obviously with the colour, we then did a sort of black with cream and taupes, and then navies and greys.
Paul likes a taupe and a navy, don't you, Paul?
I do, yeah. Bit of purple.
So how...
Sorry.
When did you actually open? Because I know that you haven't been...
this is it. Unfortunately, it will be 3 weeks on Thursday.
Just three weeks.
Yeah, we close Wednesday night, and that's that.
Okay, so what is your plan? So your plan
Our plan is we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, which I'm still managing to get my way around, as it were. But the plan is to take lots of photographs of what we have and then to post them on Facebook. And then if we can do a kind of click and collect situation for people that have spotted things, then we will do that.
Yep. Needs must for all of us in whatever kind of business we're in. We're all having to kind of work a bit like that, you know, by the seat of our pants and trying to figure ways of bringing things to market based on the fact that the government changed their mind over what way we can do it every day.
Every hour, almost, it seems.
Yeah. So if you don't mind me asking, Nick, Whitstable as a place over the years, leaving aside the pandemic, has always been one of those places that had a thriving independent high street.
Yes.
And there were two or three places in Kent that were like that, whereas a lot of high streets were just multiple chains and that was it. But Whitstable has always been a fairly independent-minded kind of town with independent shops and things like that. When you decided to open your premises, it's not an easy thing, is it? Because the cost of premises, even now, with the way things are, is still quite high. And of course,
absolutely that. But you know, we were pretty certain that we had a good idea in mind, and we could make it work. And so far, it's been very well received. And I've had customers coming back a second time.
Right.
Not only Jules. refreshing and it's great that they like it so much that they keep coming back. And if they do keep coming back, then we want to be able to offer, you know, different products.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And because you've got this approach which is fairly unique in terms of single or very small run items. It's always going to be different, yeah? So it's the kind of place where you want to come back to, just see what you got in this week, as it were.
That's right, right. I mean, you know, the places I deal with, you know, they're forever changing their product too, so it's, you know, it's a win-win situation from that point of view.
Yeah. And like Nick says, he's got accessories, which you wouldn't really know about, because you're, you know, you're just a suity sort of man, but he's got lovely little bags and belts and necklaces
and
scarves, and the bobble hats were gorgeous. I had some comments about the colours of those on Twitter as well. So
I could imagine you in a Benny hat.
Me or Nick?
No, you, Jules.
I can rock one. As you get older, your nose gets bigger. It sort of grows. I mean, when you're young, it's much cuter. But yeah, a little bobble hat, that would be good. And of course, swimming now in Whitstable. Well, they're all swimming in the sea since the last lockdown, even now, and they all wear a bobble hat.
What, a woolly one?
Yeah, to keep the warm. So they're in there
when they're swimming.
They're in their swimming costumes, but they have a little bobble hat on, don't they, Nick? Have you seen them?
Yes, they do.
There's
they
a huge,
really?
Huge amount.
You
of...
You two are winding me up.
No. come down. it's sort of wild swimming, and they're still doing it in November.
Yes, so, they are, because I sometimes walk to work and I go via the beach, and they're out there early in the morning.
Wow.
I mean, talking, I know I keep going on about the colour, but that's what got me, because I go into so many,
shiny.
Go into shops and it's all navy and black, and I think, you know, why do women wear black in winter? They think it makes them look slim. It's just ridiculous. And the moment you put a colour next to you...
You don't care about looking slim, do you?
No, I've given up. but the moment you put colour on, and I've just painted, Nick, a bedroom bright yellow, the guest room, and it's amazing. Mm. And you go in there, even my builder, he went in, he said, oh, this is nice, you know, it makes you happy.
Yeah,
it makes you smile.
Yes.
Nick, you're still open at the moment, is that right?
We are, yes, indeed.
And you'll be open at least until Thursday, hopefully.
Well, I believe it comes into force on midnight on Wednesday, doesn't it?
So, yeah.
Tomorrow is actually our last day.
So right. How are you going to run your click and collect? Were you doing it?
Well, we're still trying to work that one out. I mean, obviously, I'd like to, you know. Get some interest, and then we'll see how that pans out. If it's somebody local, then they can come and collect it, or if they're not, then, you know, happily post it.
Okay, I know that Flo & Co, the hairdressers in Horsebridge, you're friends of mine, Mariano, they were all through the last lockdown delivering shampoos locally and beautiful stuff like that. So you might be able to hook up with them perhaps and share deliveries.
Yeah, collaboration is always a really useful way of doing this, because there are other people with similar kind of setups that need to do things. And if you can do it together, you know, so that you can have pickups or even deliveries that you share, then it makes life easier. What we'd suggest to everybody in the East Kent area is get over to Shore in Whitstable today and tomorrow and get your Chrissy presents while you can.
Number 43, isn't it?
43
Nick?
Whitstable
that's
High Street.
Correct.
Yeah.
So and you'll find him on Instagram. Remind me your Instagram, Nick.
So Instagram is shore.43highstreet.
I like what he did there.
And Facebook is shore.43highstreet, but Shore is spelt with capital letters and then 43H capital S capital.
And it's Shore as in the seaside, S-H-O.
And Shore as in the seaside.
And you've set up a Twitter account today as well.
Yes.
Yeah, which, because Jules made you, which is Shore Whitstable. Yeah.
Twisting my arm yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, everyone, get over to Shore, have a look. They got colourful, shiny things, I'm assured, by Jules, and they're really worth looking at. And you can get your swimming bobble hat as well. Yeah. And she's waving a turquoise
poncho
at me. Did she buy that in Shore?
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
Did indeed.
I'm sure. Well, not just that, I've got an orange one.
Oh,
and
blimey.
I've got my mother. I hope she's not listening. What a lovely Christmas present. Got all my Christmas presents there as well. So lovely presents there. Don't go online and buy with the majors. Go to Shore.
Cool. Nick, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. We wish
likewise,
you success.
Thank you,
hang in there, mate. It will get better and you will, you know, survive. Wishing you much success. Thank you for calling us. And
thank you again.
Take care, and we'll see you soon.
You know what he's going to do now, Paul? He's going to go off and start photographing everything in his shop.
Yeah, quite right, too. Yeah. And then Jules is going to pop over on her way back from the studio and buy it all. Yeah.
Well, I've actually just had a new delivery of lovely new scarves and bright coloured gloves. Jules, I think you're going to like.
Yeah. You're just taunting her now, Nick. You're just taunting her. She looks. She's dribbling and she's trying to leave the studio now. Nick, take care. Have a good afternoon, my friend.
Thank you again.
All right. Take care. Bye. Cheers now. Bye.
That's Nick Grossmark there, offshore, number 43 Whitstable High Street. Go and see him. Give him a ring. Track him down on Instagram or Facebook.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens. She said, can we have a shout out on the Business Bunker, please, for all the Care in Kent home workers in Ashford and Folkestone. A massive thank you to our Care in Kent teams for our outstanding care and devotion. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. We certainly will, Kim. And a big, big shout out for all of you. The lovely folks at Chips and Dinks are listening in. That's Bev and Tony. Thank you for your support, guys. We really do appreciate it. I'm just trying to get in a few of the tweets before we break for the news in a moment. The Green Business Hub. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? We're a new platform for promoting green and sustainable businesses in the UK. So do check that out. You can follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is GreenBiz, B-I-Z, GreenBiz Hub. And then their website is greenbusinesshub.eco. So check that out if you're looking for sustainable or eco-friendly products or services. What else have we got here? What have you got, Jules?
Oh, sorry, I was tweeting.
You're asleep, weren't you?
KO, and I was thinking about dreaming about those colourful tops. Mm. KO Digital, they say we have something special to announce, and I hope you can all join us in congratulating our recent promotions. Alicia Lloyd is now our content and social media executive, and H Dance Online is now head of digital marketing. So well done, KO Digital.
Fantastic. Charity Buddy have tweeted, and that's Martin at Charity Buddy, charity_buddy on the Twitter. Have a terrific Tuesday, Paul and Jules, and have a great Business Bunker show. Could I have a mention, please? Thank you, Martin. Of course you can, Martin. Do give Martin a follow, charity_buddy. He comes up with loads and loads of different ideas to raise money for all kinds of local charities. So do give Martin a follow on the Twitter.
There's a Holiday Inn Dover opened.
Oh, go on.
It's the former Leaf Hotel in Whitfield. It's now officially the Holiday Inn Dover. And they say they've had an extensive overhaul and upgrading of the hotel. So I guess hotels are allowed to open still, are they?
I'm not really sure. I don't think anybody knows what on earth's going on, really.
But it's 7 days a week, they say, with lunch and dinner, refreshments, including cocktails, Starbucks coffee and afternoon teas.
Tracy Ann Barker has been on. Yay, another Business Bunker day. Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin, thank you for keeping us informed and entertained. Would love a shout out this week, please. Just opened our course bookings for our next Essential Management Skills. Tickets on sale with an offer. She's given me a website link, but Twitter have kindly shortened it so I can't read it. So the easiest way to find out about it is to follow her on Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Tabba Official. That's TABA_official. TABA_official. Give Tracy Ann a follow and find out about her Essential Management Skills programs. I just found a picture of Jules's breakfast.
Yeah, it was delicious. All
was
gluten-free, all protein. I don't think there was anything naughty on there. Possibly the sausages, but,
Athel Bray have also been on. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for our Getting to Grips with Mental Health program for managers? It's starting on the 26th of January 2021. 6 weekly, 3-hour virtual modules with specialists Ellie and Hillary. Now more than ever, we need managers to be confident to support staff in their mental wellness. Absolutely. You know, our mental health is under enormous strain. And our colleagues and the people that work with us are under enormous strain, and being able to know how to help and deal with that is incredibly important. So to find out about that specialist program that starts in January, give Athel Bray a follow on the Twitter and find out from there. And their Twitter handle is Athel Bray, ATHELBRAELTD. Do give them a follow.
Big hugs there to Athelbrae. Also, Tracy Ferguson has been on. She's at Tasey 64. And also Plucky's Cards, Plucky's World. Mm. Says, the shop sounds fabulous, the Shaw Whitstable. So that's at Shaw Whitstable. Wishing you all the best taking your products online, Nick. Thank you for that.
Fantastic.
Tracy Ann Barker, have we mentioned
I've
her?
Just read that, yeah. Okay.
Well done. Chris Hyde. Says I'm always very fashionable. Hope I'm wearing. Hope Jules is wearing her wellies again.
Chris has sent a gif of a dog in jeans, and see what he's done here. As reliable as a good pair of Levi's. It's Business Bunker 501. Do you see what he did there?
Witty,
that's really quite good, Chris. Yeah. You know, that is good. I like that.
He's been thinking about that since last Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing wellies actually today, Chris. I got some lovely little pumps on today. Who else? Tracy Ann Barker was asking for some pictures of Nick's tops, and I've sent her some, so that's great. You'll find her at Tabor Official, TABA_official.
Do you know what?
What?
I think it's about time that
for
we
coffee.
Joined the... for coffee, yeah. We joined the Channel Radio newsroom. And then when we come back, we're going to hear from Barry Thompson and John Sanderson of Alpha 311, who have a fantastically innovative
product.
Well,
that sounds like good news.
Yeah.
We need that.
Let's go.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.
Channel Radio News Update.